Sad but true, many times we get to the wing it situation, not because we plan that way, but the sense of flexibility and the sense of needs that come our way. So appreciate Carol's ministry tonight, and know that as I saw her do this just a couple weeks ago, my heart was really blessed, and in the ministry of the music that it talked about being broken, being available, being willing to be used in the hands of the potter. And I thought as we begin our conference this week, it's certainly, if God is going to do anything in any of our lives, we've got to come willing to be broken, willing to be molded, willing to let him use us for his glory and praise. I just want to mention briefly, there's a display out in the foyer that has a little bit of information on Union Mission, copy of our newsletter that is out there currently, as well as just some other couple pieces of information. And you're welcome to stop by and to see that if you would like. When we consider ministering to the poor, interesting that that's a very difficult subject in many ways. Our society is filled with information about the poor. And we are hearing it every time you turn on the television about the economy and about people that are struggling. And yet I feel to see the fact of what needs to happen, we have to understand really what is taking place in the lives of the poor and understand what God desires us to do in reaching the poor with the gospel. Union Mission Ministries, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year, reaches the poor. That's what we're all about. That's our ministry. That's our heart. That's what God has called us to do. And so it is as normal for us as breathing. But we also understand that it's taken years of ministry that God has used to shape us and mold us and direct us into how to do that. And it's important that we communicate that with others. They might understand the opportunities of ministering to the poor. I thought I would pull up just a few statistics about Ohio and Scioto County, but first of all, just as a definition of poverty from an overview of from the internet, just says poverty is hunger, poverty is a lack of shelter, poverty is being sick and not able to see a doctor. Poverty is not having access to school or not knowing how to read. Poverty is not having a job, fear of the future, living one day at a time. Poverty is losing a child to illness brought on by unclean water. Poverty is powerlessness. Poverty is a lack of representation and freedom. In Scioto County and in Ohio, your population in Scioto County, this is from the 2009 census, said there are 76,334 people. In Ohio, there's 11,542,645 people. Of that, 20% in Scioto County, 20.2% are considered to be living in poverty based on the 2008 census. And of that, that means living in a situation where the average income per capita in this county is $36,000 a year. Maybe that doesn't mean too much as far as just general numbers. But when I consider the fact that 20% of your county is in need, that's a mission field. That's an opportunity. That's people that need to be touched. In understanding those kind of situations and the people that are experiencing that crisis of living, you might say, well, Rex, that's never going to happen to me. I picked up a pop can. That's what we say in West Virginia, but I'll say soda in Ohio. Pop for some of you? Okay, good. picked up a soda pop can out of a vending machine. and saw some writing across the side of it, and I thought, this is interesting. Let me read this, what Coke is going to say on the side of this can. And it said these words: the average American family is only two paychecks away from being homeless. Now think of it. If you had no source of income, you lost your source of income for a month. The average family has very little in reserve, are living with a lot of expense, with mortgage payment and car payment and utility expenses, and on it goes. And without going to live with the in-laws or the outlaws, soon you would find yourself homeless and not sure where to go. You know, a lot of that would not have seemed to be so real, maybe, than what has taken place in the last 10 years, and particularly even the last 2 years, as the market has gone through the bottom falling out of that, the recession, the downsizing, as so called, by corporations, bankruptcies, job closures, layoff. There's countless people in our society that are victims of poverty. Never planned on being there. Never planned on being poor. Never planned on being homeless. And they suddenly find themselves on the bottom. Situations of abuse, broken marriages, broken relationships, abandonment, increase in addictions, alcohol, drugs, increase in crime have all become contributing factors that's driving these folk into a situation where literally the hole gets deeper and deeper and life becomes hopeless. Jesus, when challenged by Judas that he should have stopped Mary from anointing his feet with oil, and he should have taken that and sold that very costly perfume and sold it and given the money to the poor, Jesus said these words: the poor you have with you always. We say, well, maybe, you know, Jesus was just trying to challenge them as far as that wasn't significant. And yet I think Jesus was reminding us again that he wasn't going to be here long. Mary was certainly worshiping and honoring him, but the poor are going to be with us always. They're going to be here. How do we, though, reach them? How do we serve them? How do we care? Is it significant in God's economy to consider the poor? I've spent a lot of time over the last several years, and even since talking to Pastor Brad regarding this conference, and looking at scriptures on the poor. There are over 260 references of the poor in Scripture. The word poor being mentioned, with instruction on many cases of what that involves in serving the poor. Kind of think sometimes if God says something once, that's good. If he said it the second time, that's okay. Maybe he's trying to get our attention. If he says it the third time, he's really trying to drive it home. 260 times in God's Word is really bringing